Mondes podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to Mondes podcast. I hope you're good. It's at the Ian Todd 82. Nearly got that wrong. Thanks very much for plugs and retweets and whatnot that people have done. Much appreciated. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about Capaldi leaving. And yeah, obviously, he blurted it out in the middle of a Joe Wiley interview. Whether that was actually planned or not, who knows? But yeah, so we're basically going to get a new doctor. And who knows what sort of gender or it might be. Who knows? You know, it could be, you know, but some of the stupid rumours and like tabloids and putting it about and stuff, that's going to be Rose or Billy Piper's going to come back as the doctor, and, you know, it gets a bit silly. I mean, I'm all for having a female doctor. Don't have a problem with that, but, you know, come on, Billy Piper, that's not going to happen. But yeah, I think Capaldi, initially, I wasn't quite sure if I liked him or not. But I've gradually over time retook them, and I think it seems to be 3 years seems to be the optimum now for people, because it's quite a big ask, isn't it? You know, having to do press, etc. And it's not just you kind of like you do the thing and then put it on TV and then just forget about it. This takes over. We have to do big press shoots and going across the world promoting it and stuff. It's you're a role model as well, you know, even when you've left the role. But I mean, you know, the same names are getting mentioned, you know, people like Patterson Joseph and stuff, who's now on Timeless, which is on E4 in Britain. And yeah, but the people who are, you know, people are going on about, oh, it should be a woman, this, that, and the other. There was an article in a newspaper a couple of weeks ago, and it was saying how Capaldi got pushed and all that, and how it was the show was in decline and this, that, and the other. And you know, and they were criticising Moll Gates as well, because his episodes no one likes and stuff like that. And, you know, it was tiny bits of the article I could understand. But, you know, Moffat's era wasn't for everyone, I get that. And the way people view television now isn't the same. So you can't have 13 million for a Christmas special like we've had with RTD. So, you know, and Capaldi wasn't the most user-friendly initially. And that might, you know, Andy is older as well. And sadly, that does put people off. But you know, if I'm not sure about Chibnall, we'll see. Who knows? I mean, you know, he's never ran the show before, so you can't judge. And I've never really watched Broadchurch either, and that's obviously his big thing that he's got this on the back of, really. So we don't know. So it, you know, it could be anyway. And Ben Whishaw gets mentioned, you know, every time. I doubt he'll take it. You know, it'll probably be an unknown, and we'll be like, who's this? A bit like Matt Smith. I mean, I was listening to Radio Free Score recently, and they were saying, when do you think they'll actually announce it? And it'd be amazing, wouldn't it, if they didn't actually announce it up until just before the first episode or something like that. But that would never happen. I'm realistic about these sort of things. It just wouldn't happen these days. They could get away with the secrecy of stuff, you know. And it will surprise us who we'll get, but, you know, it'll be interesting to have a new direction, a new dawn, and I'm sure there'll be people, it's not the same and should get cancelled and so on. Or it could go RTD and it could be all massive again. And either way, I'm glad that the years we've had of new Doctor Who as well. But it's always interesting to see where we go. Quite scary in a new way as well. It's like when a football team gets a new manager, you just don't know where it's going to go. But thanks very much for listening. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Mondes podcast.